USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Will anything come from this afternoon's meeting on the debt ceiling? Correspondent Monica Alba at the White House says Democrats and President Biden are standing firm.
The President and the White House have tried to maintain their position here for weeks and months, saying this isn't something that leaders should come together to negotiate. The White House position is that the debt ceiling should be completely separate from some of these other spending cuts and larger budget talks.
The House passed a Republican-backed bill that raises the debt ceiling and makes significant budget cuts. But on Capitol Hill, Ryan Noble says there's one hint from last week that something might happen at today's meeting.
The staffs for all three congressional leaders met with the director of legislative affairs on Friday in a private meeting to kind of go over the parameters of what this meeting will look like. That is at least somewhat of an indication that they are primed for negotiating, not just staring at each other.
It was February when the president and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last met face-to-face to talk about the debt ceiling. The man who killed eight and wounded many others at a suburban Dallas mall showed off his arsenal and ammunition stockpile in postings on a Russian social media site. There are also reports the gunman cased the mall to find out when the most people would be there. Oakland, California public school teachers are on the picket line for a fourth day. The teachers are asking a state mediator to include new items in the negotiations. The district says no. A new spinoff of HBO's mega hit Game of Thrones and Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale are among the latest TV and movie productions to stop work as the writer's strike continues. New poll shows former President Trump still dominating the Republican presidential field. The Morning Consult survey says 60% of Republican voters support Trump, compared to 19% for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and 5% for former Vice President Mike Pence. This is USA News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get...
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
This is National Fentanyl Awareness Day, a chance to tell more people about just how devastating it can be. And there may be some light at the end of this very dark tunnel. In San Diego County, California, fentanyl deaths mushroomed from 2019 to 2020, about a 300% increase. It slowed to about a 70% increase from 2020 to 21. And now the top narcotics enforcement officer at the county DA's office, James Fontaine, is hoping for more.
It's hard to celebrate when you have that many people losing their lives, but to see that trajectory finally crest, and now the hope is it coming down? Let's see what those 2022 numbers officially are.
One thing that might save more lives, the FDA recently approved the over-the-counter sale of Narcan, the nasal spray that can treat an opioid overdose. Also from California, a new effort to lower the voting age to 17. A proposed amendment to the state constitution got its first hearing yesterday. The state senator sponsoring the move says if a 17-year-old can join the military and 16-year-olds can drive, we should trust them to vote. Opponents say 17-year-olds aren't mature enough and lack life experience. South Pasadena, California is buying 10 Tesla Model Ys as police patrol cars. Eventually, it wants to convert the entire fleet to electric. It says a bill for a year of gas in one police vehicle is about $4,300. A year of electricity is a bit more than $350. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.